Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Lebanese Health Ministry says four people, including a child, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes near the country's biggest government hospital. One hit the Rafiq Hariri hospital compound in Beirut, sending people running for cover. The neighbourhood hadn't been one of the targets announced by the Israeli army. Amir Nader has more details.
Around 15 minutes after the first warning was given, Israel began a series of airstrikes in two southern neighbourhoods of Beirut. An airstrike hit outside the main government hospital, a loud, sharp noise sending people scurrying for cover. Videos from the Dahiya neighbourhood of Beirut, where seven locations to be targeted were announced in advance, show locals fleeing from the locations by vehicle and by foot as the strikes began hitting. One location identified as a target by the Israeli army was roughly 400 metres from Beirut's airport, the only international airport serving Lebanon and part of the country's crucial infrastructure.
Hezbollah has continued to fire rockets into Israel. Meanwhile, Israel says it's identified a Hezbollah bunker concealed under a Beirut hospital, which it claims holds hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cash and gold. The IDF spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said it was being used to finance Hezbollah's attacks on Israel. He presented computer graphics, but no evidence to support the claim.
The Israeli Air Force is monitoring the compound, as you can see. However, we will not strike the hospital itself. I want to emphasize, we are not at war with the people of Lebanon. We are at war with Hezbollah.
Rear Admiral Hagari said Israel had hit another vault holding gold and money for Hezbollah during a wave of strikes on Sunday night. A court in Peru has sentenced the former president, Alejandro Toledo, to 20 years and 6 months in jail for corruption and money laundering. Leonardo Rocha has the details.
Prosecutors said Alejandro Toledo took more than $30 million in bribes from a Brazilian construction company, which was awarded with a contract to build a road in southern Peru. He was arrested 5 years ago in California, where he had lived and worked for many years, and extradited to Peru last year. The Brazilian company Odebrecht admitted paying millions of dollars in bribes to officials across Latin America and the US to secure government contracts. Toledo is the second former Peruvian president convicted of corruption, after his political rival Alberto Fujimori, who died last month.
A White House spokesman has accused Russia of trying to undermine Moldova's electoral processes following closer-than-expected results in its presidential election and a constitutional referendum about joining the European Union. John Kirby said Russia had not succeeded in its aims. The Moldovan authorities have accused Russia of a massive vote-buying campaign, something the Kremlin denies. Moldovans narrowly endorsed efforts to join the EU. BBC News. The Republican candidate for next month's US presidential election has again accused the Biden administration of diverting hurricane relief funds to assist migrants. Donald Trump, who was campaigning in storm-battered North Carolina, did not provide any evidence for his claim.
And when I'm president, North Carolina will get the support you need and deserve. That is without question. Because you didn't get the proper support from this administration. They spent their money on illegal migrants. They spent their money.
Mr. Trump's Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, repeated her accusation that Mr. Trump is a threat to democracy. She was joined on the campaign trail by the former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who said it was okay for Republicans to choose not to vote for Mr. Trump. A sharp rise in the rate of infant mortality was recorded in the United States in the 18 months after the Supreme Court decision to overturn the national right to abortion. Researchers say this was driven by a rise in the number of babies born with birth defects. One of the authors said some pregnancies which were carried to term would have previously been terminated. Italy has passed a new law to bypass the legal obstacles to a migrant processing scheme with Albania. It allows the right-wing government of Giorgia Meloni to decide which third countries can be declared safe for the return of migrants. A court ruling last week said the first group of migrants sent to Albania could not be detained offshore because their countries of origin could not be considered safe. And the Italian football club Juventus say their account on the social media platform X was hacked after a fake post was published announcing the signing of the Real Madrid midfielder Arda Güler. The post, which sparked excitement and confusion, showed a photograph of the Turkish star at an airport with the caption, "Welcome to Juventus." That's the latest world news from the BBC.